In the headlines, Trinidad and Tobago's opposition leader not surprised by the detention of the police commissioner. St. Peter residents concerned about indiscriminate parking, which poses a challenge for service vehicles. 95% of the Six Men's Road damaged during the passage of Hurricane Beryl has been completed, and the Home Affairs Minister renews calls for public health departments and the police to work together to combat illicit drugs in Barbados. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. Trinidad and Tobago's opposition leader, Kamla Passad Bisesa, says she's not surprised that Police Commissioner Erla Harewood Christopher has been detained over the importation of sniper rifles and other accessories for the Strategic Services Agency, SSA. Commissioner Christopher was questioned for several hours yesterday on who authorized the high-powered weapons to be brought into the country. She was detained overnight at the Police Administration Building in Port of Spain as the high-profile case, which has been an ongoing investigation for close to a year, continues. The arrest triggered an emergency meeting of the Cabinet led by Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley. Ms. Passad Bisesa, who also had questions on the sign-off, as she highlighted, had an alleged plan to protect senior security officials.
Who from the TTPS approved a permit to purchase this rifle? Whom? Who is the dealer who imported this automatic firearm and sold it to a senior official? So is this proposed Regulation 11 aimed at helping senior officials, senior TTPS officials, gun dealers, to evade prosecution for possession of this prohibited automatic firearm?
Trinidad and Tobago's opposition leader, Kamla Passad Bisesa. Concerns are being raised about traffic congestion and illegal parking at Porter's Road, Spicetown, St. Peter, following Wednesday's fire, which destroyed two houses and damaged five others. A resident says they were fortunate that no vehicles were blocking the bottom of the gap at the time, which allowed emergency crews to maneuver freely. However, they noted this is not always the case, as parked cars often create obstacles for larger vehicles, including garbage trucks and ambulances.
Sometimes you got people linemen and things like that. I don't think that is taken into consideration too much about the inconvenience that might cause to other people. And that's a big thing that we just have here too. When people come to pick up the kids and things from school and things, if you see the chaos that there's be down here on the evening, everybody wants to get at the Alexander Gate. They don't want to park and walk, you know? So these are challenges that we have in this area. It could have been a sick patient up here and the ambulance come to them and, you know, you got to wait or try to find out, well, who's driving this car? Who, you know, to get them to move that we can get emergency vehicles up through this gap. It's a challenge. Even with the garbage collection, big vehicles, we have a problem with vehicles coming up through here.
A resident of Porter's Road, Spicetown. Government has made significant progress in restoring roads along the west coast that were damaged in the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, flanked by the Ministry's Parliamentary Secretary, Dr. Rommel Springer, and other officials, toured the Six Men St. Peter area on Wednesday, where she revealed that repairs to the area are 95% complete. Minister Bradshaw stressed the road could have only allowed single-lane traffic as the technical team worked out the appropriate designs to enhance road stability.
The damage was fairly impactful because we had very high waves striking the coast lane, impacting what would already have been on a certain level of beach erosion. In many cases, the road was reduced to a one lane for several months, while the designs and decisions had to be taken as it relates to what methodology the ministry would actually agree to be used in this particular area. But we know that substantial work was done in order to be able to excavate the area and to place the Lego blocks so that the road could be properly secured. And as you can see now, the road now is able to allow two-way traffic once again.
The Deputy Prime Minister said residents are generally pleased with the work done, while adding designs are already complete to restore other affected districts.
Overall, I think the residents are pleased to be able to have the access back along this area and to be able to generate economic activity for a number of the businesses in the area. I can tell that some of them still require a bit of improvements to their structures, and I believe that that is an ongoing process. But what we've been able to do is to get the road open back up. And then when we move from this location, which is now 95% complete, our next step is on to Sand Street and also to Sherman's as well, where we have designs already in hand, and we should be in a position once the tendering process has been taken place to be able to action those works.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. Minister of Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams is renewing his call for public health and law enforcement agencies to work together to combat illegal drugs on the island. Speaking at the release of the National Council on Substance Abuse's annual report findings, compiled by the Barbados Drug Information Network, BARDIN, Minister Abrams said this approach was even more necessary given the rise in new drugs entering the island.
But for some of these psychoactive substances and the new synthetic drugs, right, we, along with the rest of the world, are finding out increasingly that the commonly held responses might not be the best responses and might actually put the first responders at risk. This is why the information that BARDIN provides and the research that we do is critical, right? We have to put everybody who is involved in this area on the best footing possible to handle it within their sphere of experience. So, as I said, because the first responders and the users themselves may not even be aware of the responses, the knowledge of these substances taken will be key to the administration of appropriate and effective medical treatments. For this reason, national toxicology testing resources, protocols, and reporting requirements are tools that should be pursued as we go forward.
Minister of Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams. Patients with less severe issues are being asked to avoid the accident and emergency department, as that unit is currently seeing a surge in various respiratory ailments. Communications specialist at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Shane Seeley, has outlined alternative measures for those seeking treatment.
The accident and emergency department is currently experiencing a significant increase in patients, mainly due to a rise in respiratory tract infections and post-Christmas cases from individuals with non-communicable diseases who may not have adhered to their treatment plans. As the medical teams there work to manage this surge, we encourage patients to contact the Patient Advice and Liaison Service, PALS, or Help Desk at 536-4800. It is available through regular or WhatsApp calls from 7 in the morning to 12 midnight for an initial assessment and guidance on the next steps for treatment.
Communications specialist at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Shane Seeley. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has said if the United States imposes tariffs on his country, he will respond in kind. Speaking at a news conference in the capital, Brasilia, President Lula said his country seeks a relationship based on mutual respect. His comments came in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's threat of heightened tariffs. Recapping the headlines, Trinidad and Tobago's opposition leader not surprised by the detention of the police commissioner, and St. Peter residents concerned about indiscriminate parking, which poses a challenge for service vehicles. And that's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. More news at 8:30 this morning. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.